With stunning quickness, the reputation of a great Olympic athlete is in tatters today. Former track and field star Marion Jones announced yesterday she's retiring from her sport. She made the announcement tearfully after a federal court appearance in which she pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents when she denied using banned performance-enhancing drugs. NPR's Tom Goldman has filed this report.
Until Thursday afternoon, there were suspicions about Marion Jones and drugs. Doping allegations had long swirled around her, but so many millions were able to push the questions aside. After all, she was so winning with her blazing speed on the track and sparkling personality off of it. She was so emphatic in her doping denials. But then Thursday, like a boxer's uppercut, jarring news reports revealed she recently wrote a letter to friends and family admitting drug use. And yesterday, Marion Jones' tearful confirmation.
And so it is with a great amount of shame that I stand before you and tell you that I have betrayed your trust.
Jones stood on the steps of the U.S. District Courthouse in White Plains, New York, and revealed her lie. She had just told the judge inside that she had taken banned steroids before and after the 2000 Summer Olympics, where she won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze. She said she got the drugs from her former coach, Trevor Graham, and that he had told her the substance was a legal nutritional supplement, flaxseed oil. But she said she felt different and experienced faster recovery and better times when using the substance. By 2003, when federal agents investigating the Balco doping scandal interviewed Jones, she says she knew she'd been taking a powerful banned steroid. Still, she said no when an agent asked her if she used banned drugs.
Making these false statements to federal agents was an incredibly stupid thing for me to do. And I am responsible fully for my actions.
Saying she had let down her country and herself, Jones announced she was retiring from track and field. And, as if her tears weren't enough proof, Jones offered this warning.
Making the wrong choices and bad decisions can be disastrous.
Marion Jones will return to court for sentencing on January 11th. Her plea should result in a reduced sentence, possibly 6 months in prison. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee says it'll move quickly to take back Jones' Olympic medals. Her 100-meter gold from Sydney would go to the second-place finisher, Katerina Thanou of Greece. She was involved in a doping scandal at the 2004 Olympics and was suspended. But without evidence that she was doping in 2000, it may be impossible to keep Thanou from inheriting the gold from Jones, proving that while one tainted career comes to a sad end, the taint of doping goes on. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.